Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast here from the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky. We're glad to be able to come to your place of listening over WSOF 89.9 in Madisonville, Kentucky, or WAJJ 89.3 in McKenzie, Tennessee. We're also grateful for those that listen in to our daily podcast. These broadcasts, as they're produced daily, then they're posted on our website at wsof.org. And I'm thankful and grateful to Brother Steve Vincent here in the office that posts those up and makes those available to those that are listening. We have some people that subscribe, and I don't really understand all about this, but they subscribe to the podcast, meaning then that they get it as soon as it's posted, they get it to their computer, and automatically they can listen to it at their convenience and their time. So I'm grateful for all that. Anyway, I don't mean to say too much about that, but I'm grateful for all the avenues and areas in which the Lord allows us to send forth the wonderful sounds of faith and send forth the light and truth from the Word of God. I'm grateful for the ability to minister. We were talking earlier today, some fellows and I, about the fact that I believe the time is coming, drawing mighty close, when the government or some entity is going to try to put a clamp on some of this public ministry that's going forth over the airwaves or going forth over the computer that's being done today, even on the streets or even on door-to-door evangelism. I believe they're going to clamp down on some of that. And so what I think our responsibility now is work while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. Our job is to be busy in the vineyard of the Lord, because time is running out. The harvest is white unto harvest, meaning that it's about to spoil, and it's almost too late. We've got to do what we can do and do it quickly. Amen. And so I'm in favor of getting the gospel out in every avenue that we can, and I'm grateful that God allows us these privileges. Let me take this time, this being our Friday, June the 19th broadcast, I'd like to take this time to invite you to our services here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. Any and all of our services, we'd be glad to have you. But this coming Lord's Day, just a couple of days away, will be Father's Day as well as the Lord's Day. And I say this from the pulpit almost every Father's Day or Mother's Day, that this is the Lord's Day. We worship Him. We may honor our father and our mother, and we should, but we worship the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I encourage you to get your father and take him to church with you, or go to church with him if you can, and be faithful to the house of God. And if your father's no longer with you, or you don't have that ability, as with me, my father lives in Kansas and pastors the church there, starting and planting the church there in Kansas, and so I don't have the privilege to worship with him, but I'll spend some time talking to him on the phone, and I've spent some time praying for him already, and will, and just have a special family time. But you find yourself in the house of God, I'll be in the house of God, and I encourage you, come and be with us if you're at all possible. Our church is located at 1415 Island Ford Road, right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, exit number 44 on a Pennyrile Parkway. And when you exit that the parkway, whichever direction you see Lowe's Home Improvement Store, you turn the opposite direction. If Lowe's is on your right, then you turn to the left, and we'll be about a quarter of a mile down the Island Ford Road there on the left. And the same thing, if you see it if it's on your left, you turn right. If Lowe's is on your right, you turn left. We'll be out there just about a quarter of a mile on the left, 1415 Island Ford Road. We'll be starting Sunday morning about 10:20 for Sunday school. We'll have prayer earlier than that, and be starting then the service about 10:20. We'll have worship service about 11:05, and this past Sunday, our Sunday school bled over, and what a blessing. I'm telling you, we had a wonderful, wonderful service this past Lord's Day, and I invite you to come out and be with us on this Lord's Day as well. Also, on this Sunday night, Lord willing, Brother Troy White, missionary to Mexico for a number of years now, is going to be preaching for us. Our church here at Island Ford supports him. I've known Brother White years ago. He came to the church I pastored in Miller's Creek, North Carolina, and I met him in a camp meeting in Kernersville, North Carolina, and I've had time to fellowship with him and known him at a distance for a number of years. Now I get to know him a little bit more. Our church supports him. He's in because their daughter is a member of our church here. She married Brother Josh Hunt, and Sister Stephanie is expecting their first child, which will be a grandchild for Brother White and his wife, and what a blessing. They had a grandchild born down in Texas just a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a little over a week ago now, and they came up to be with their two daughters as they're having their children, and what a blessing, what a blessing. Brother White will be preaching for us on Sunday night at 6:30, and so if you can, come out and be with us in that service. That would be a great blessing, and we'll trust that God would move and bless and help us. Amen. Well, we're going to have to go to the Lord in prayer. Do have a number of prayer requests and things that we want to pray about. I've got some unspoken needs, some situations I'm praying about, asking God to move, and just be honest with you, asking God to work a miracle. You know, it's amazing in our day of degradation and demoralization. It's amazing to me at how quickly people can go from seeming to be in a state of revival to a state of upheaval. How quickly that people can go from being in a state that looks like they're on fire for God to where it looks like, buddy, I mean, they're on fire from somewhere else, amen. And a lot of problems can arise, and I'm not making light of that when I laugh about it, but I'd rather laugh than cry, just to be honest with you. It's amazing how the devil works, but I'm glad for this. I'm glad that God is still on his throne, and that the devil can only do what God allows him to do. God is still in charge, amen. And so I'm praying. I still believe in the power of prayer. I still believe that, as Brother Charles Spurgeon said, that prayer is the slender thread that moves the mighty hand of the God that holds the world in the palm of his hand. Amen. God can change it all in a moment's notice. And sometimes he'll do that in answer to prayer. And so I'm praying, asking God to move. I'm asking God to touch my wife. So, some of you know, some of you don't know. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but my wife's got a problem with her shoulder, her right shoulder. She's been having this problem for a few months now. And the last few weeks, it's gotten where she can barely use that right hand. She can use it if she holds it in close to her, but she can't raise it up and do that sort of thing. And took her to the doctor on Wednesday, and they did some x-rays and found what looks like a tumor in her shoulder there. And, of course, he's assured us and had another doctor look at the x-rays. They both assured us that if it is a tumor, that it is benign and nothing to worry about there as far as cancer is concerned. But something is pinching her shoulder that she can barely use it. And so she's been going to the chiropractor every day this week and having them work on that. I say every day since Wednesday, and she'll go again today. But she's been going, and I think it's helping her some. But we're going to have to see probably a bone specialist. We're going to have another, have an MRI and more extensive things done there. So if you would pray for her, pray that God would strengthen her and help her and just meet the need there. Amen. I love my wife, and I'm thankful for her, and I want to see God touch her and help her. Amen. And so if you would help us pray about that. And then, of course, we're praying for sinners. Amen. This Father's Day coming up, I'm thinking about several ladies here in the church that their father needs the Lord. I'm thinking about a little boy here in the church that his daddy needs the Lord. I'm thinking about a couple of little boys that their mama needs the Lord. And I'm telling you, lost people, we ought to have a burden for them. We ought to be in prayer for them. And so we're going to go to the Lord in prayer at this time. And if you would pray with us about these things. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for your goodness, grace, and mercy. I do want to thank you for how free your grace is, for how universal your grace reaches, that it reaches to whosoever will. It reaches to the uttermost. Lord, I want to thank you that there is nobody, not one person, that you do not love and would not save if they'd come to you in relation to when you draw them, they'd respond. Lord, I know that some people go too far. I do know that some people cross the deadline. I do know that some people may be turned over to a reprobate mind, and in that state, they'll never be saved. That it's not because that you wouldn't save them. It's because they'll never be inclined to turn to you. They'll see no need. They'll see no desire. They'll feel no compunction. They'll have no dealing with them of the Holy Spirit to draw them to salvation. But Lord, to all them that you draw that you've not given up on, all them that have not gone too far, I'm glad, God, you'll still save them if they'll turn to you in faith and repentance, if they'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, if they'll trust in him for their salvation, they can be saved. I'm grateful for that, Lord. I pray for these dads that I mentioned, this mother that I mentioned, and numerous others, Lord. I'm thinking of, I actually just remembered two others, a father and a mother, that need the Lord in salvation. And, Lord, their children are relying on and praying for and believing, Lord, that you're able to save and willing to save. And I pray, Lord, for them. I pray for family members, brothers and sisters that need to be saved, husbands and wives, and Lord, for aunts and uncles and just old grandparents even that need to be saved, Father. I pray, dear God, that you would deal with them and send the Holy Spirit to draw them, that they too might be saved and know the free pardon of sin that we know through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that they can know the peace of God that passeth understanding, that they could know the liberty that Jesus Christ has set them free from their sin and has washed them from their sin. They're not only free, they're cleansed, and they can now live for you. Lord, I want to pray that some would come to know that. And Lord, as we preach to sinners today, I pray, dear God, that you draw them, and Lord, that they would repent and turn to the Lord before it is too late. Father, I pray that you'd bless our services now in the upcoming days. Lord, that you'd bless Miss Stephanie. She's about ready to have that child, and Lord, you'd protect and help there. Bless the Whites as they're in visiting with us. Lord, I pray, touch my wife with that shoulder pain, a lot of pain there, and the problem with that, whatever it is, cyst, tumor, they said tumor or a tear in the rotator cuff, but it looks like more like a tumor. Lord, help her there and meet the need. Get the glory. And Lord, I pray, bless this broadcast now. Use it for your glory. We ask it in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us, and I'm glad that prayer is not wasted time. Amen. Even though I'm on this broadcast, I want to spend as much time as I can trying to plead with sinners to come to Christ, trying to present the gospel message, trying to maybe preach to the saints that we might glorify our Lord more. But I'm glad it's not wasted time to spend time calling on God and believing God and trusting God to save sinners. One of the greatest tools that we have, one of the most misused tools that we have, is the tool of prayer. God help us to get back to praying. Amen. Amen. Well, with that in mind, I'm going to play a song here about prayer by our family that I hope might be a blessing to you. And it's talking about how that we may get to the point we can't do a lot of things, but we're never too old to pray. And I'm glad God still hears and answers prayer. While we listen to this song, if you want to be turning to the book of Luke, chapter number 17, we'll be bringing our message from that text. Amen. I hope that song was a blessing to you. Certainly was a blessing to me. And I'm sitting here thinking about how powerful that prayer is, and again, how that we take it so lightly. We say sometimes, we think, well, I can't do anything but pray. That's like saying, I don't have anything except for an atomic bomb. Amen. I'm telling you, the power that is in prayer far exceeds any bomb or any tool or weapon that this world has, because see, prayer is a spiritual weapon, and the warfare we're warring in is a spiritual warfare. Oh, I thank God for the privilege to pray. Amen. I'll tell you, I can just get beside myself almost just thinking about the privilege to enter into the throne room of grace and to go boldly into the throne room of grace. There we can find grace to help in time of need. Oh my, how needy we are, and how often we fail to go to God in prayer. How often we tell everybody else our trouble. Amen. How guilty we are of telling others our troubles and not taking it to the Lord in prayer. The songwriter said it right when he said, oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Amen. And I tell you, Lord, help me. Lord, help me to learn my lesson and just to trust you and keep praying and believing that you're able to save, believing that you're able to turn things around, believing you're able to put homes back together. Amen. Help me, Lord, to keep believing and keep praying and keep expecting and asking and knocking and seeking until I see it come to pass. Amen. Amen and amen. Well, I could spend the whole program and broadcast talking about the power of prayer. Probably a need in that. But let me look here at my text that I announced a moment ago. Luke chapter number 17, verse number 20, the Bible said, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them. Now this is the Lord Jesus answering them. Here's what he said. The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall you say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto the disciples, the days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. For they shall say unto you, see here, or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteneth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. Let me stop just a moment and say, that's talking about the second coming of the Lord Jesus. It's going to be so sudden. That's what he's talking about, the suddenness of the Lord's coming. Just as quickly as lightning can flash across the sky, he said the Son of Man could come. Amen. The next verse here says, but first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Now, as I'm preaching on the subject, I'm titling it Fleeing Out of Sodom. And I'm not talking about a city of Sodom. I'm not even talking about the sin of sodomy, although those are needful things to be preached on. I'm preaching about the fact that this world is headed to destruction, that sinners are in a dangerous city. I'm talking about symbolically, sinners are in a city headed for destruction. And our Lord said that when they flee, they need not take time to look back or to turn back. Amen. And so he's telling them that they need to flee quickly out of the state of sin. That's what I'm preaching about, fleeing out of the state of sin. Now, I preached to you already that we ought not look back because Sodom is a city full of filthiness and abominations. I talked about the lost state of man, the lifestyle of the state of man. Although some have not steeped to or stooped to the level of others, they're not as steeped in some mire as others are, yet they're in the state of sin. There's none good, no, not one. They are altogether become as an unclean thing. Amen. And so they have no righteousness of their own. And the book of Revelation, chapter number 18, verse 2, says this about Babylon, and I believe we could use it spiritually, Babylon, Sodom, Jerusalem, Madisonville, wherever you're at, the city, not just the local city, but the state you live in, the position you're living in, is a state of sin. He says Babylon is become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. And I say, why wouldn't you want to flee from that state of sin in which all the evil of this world is involved in? There's demonic influence today like there's never been. There is unnatural perversions going on like there's never been. Listen, I'm not just talking about sodomy. I'm talking about all this flesh piercing. I'm talking about all this flesh painting. I'm talking about all this unnatural, even hair coloring that just shows you it is unnatural. It's a state of rebellion, making their earlobes grow in a unnatural state. Amen. And on we could go about these things that are showing us that devils, they are prominent in our world today. And why wouldn't you flee from it? I said, not only is the city of Sodom full of abominations and filth, but also the city of Sodom is a city appointed to destruction. And the cry has gone forth. The angels went and told Lot, get out, get out. Amen. He said in Genesis chapter number 19, verse 12, whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. Verse number 14, the latter part said, up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city. Revelation 18:4, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. Now let me give you the third point real quickly, and I see my time's almost already gone, but let me just touch this. Thirdly, we ought not look back when fleeing out of Sodom. We ought not look back when running to the Savior, because the destruction that is appointed is exceeding dreadful. You see, this city of sin, this state of sin, this nation, this world, this lifestyle that we're living in is appointed to utter destruction. It will be wholly and entirely consumed. It is appointed to suffer the dreadful storm of fire and brimstone. This city that is filled and full of the wrath of God. They're going to taste of the wrath of God. Everyone that remains in the state of sin will have the fire of God's judgment come down upon their head and upon their soul. They will be full of fire. They will be full of the wrath of the Almighty. Amen. People that remain in sin will be encompassed with fire within and full of fire without. Amen. His head, his heart, his bowels, his limbs will all be filled with fire and not one drop of water to cool him. Nowhere to run for refuge. No place to run for relief. Go where you will. There'll be nothing but the fire of God's wrath unless you turn to God now while there's time. Unless you hear his voice today and heed his voice while he's calling. I'm telling you, there's coming a day when God will destroy without pity. There's coming a day when the grace of God will run out. When the mercy of God will run out. Men will cry aloud, but there'll be none to help. There'll be none to hear, none to regard his lamentations, none to regard his cry, none to give and offer relief. The decree has gone forth. The day will come when Sodom will burn as an oven. The day will come when all the inhabitants of the earth shall be as stubble. Amen. As it was in literal Sodom. The whole city was full of fire. Their houses, there was no safety there because their houses were on fire. If they fled to the streets, there was no safety there because there was fire in the streets. Let me tell you again, neighbor, run to Jesus while he's calling. Plead with him for salvation while you can.